from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, Tazzy. It's a big day for this podcast.
Yeah, everybody that's listening to this right now, yes, even you. Firstly, stop and pat yourself on the back. From us, give yourself a big hug. From us, a big smooch on the cheek. From us.
Okay. Because I'm not smooching anybody.
Well, not, you don't have to.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it's from us. So it's I'm from us. I'm feeling like maybe I'm going to have to go lick people's faces.
No. We are an award-nominated podcast. Not winning, nominated.
Oh, certainly not winning. If we win, so this is for the like Australian Radio Awards. If we win in our category, I'll do something extreme because I think the chances...
What's something extreme? Say it right
I
now.
I don't know.
Say, what's something extreme that you'll do?
I will...
Imagine what has to happen for us to win it. So if you're listening, we're up against the big dogs, the Marty Shear Golds, the Kyle and Jacks, and it's all of these big players that are coming out of big capital cities, and then there's little Ellie and Taz.
Little us and this little podcast that you're listening to.
So we love you all. It means a bunch that you've supported us, and we are ACRA nominated. And Ellie, what's the extreme thing you're going
to
do?
I don't know. Jumping out of a plane came to mind, but that feels a bit too extreme. Eating something that I don't want to eat.
God.
Look, we'll workshop it.
Look out.
We will workshop it.
Insanity could ensue if we win. But enjoy the show. It's a good one.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Big, big cash. Now, you've said you need me as a voice of reason on the next story.
I do. I was chatting.
What makes you think I'm going to be good at that?
I don't know, to be honest.
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, you're not really like the height of all.
I like coming up with ideas and then just going, hey, James, you should go and do that. And he goes and does the thing, and I'm like, ha ha. I just get to laugh at my friends on stupid stuff.
Well, then I think I know which side of the argument you're going to land
Great.
On this one, but I'll tell you the story regardless, and the people of the Sunny Coast, who are probably of higher moral standing than you, can decide for themselves. So I was chatting to a friend of mine who got married a few months ago. I was chatting to him recently, and he was telling me that when he sent out his invites for his wedding, he deliberately got one printed that was different to all the others.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And this one was his mother's invite because he knew his mother was notoriously late to everything. And his now wife had said, like, please don't let your mum rock up halfway through the wedding. Like, please just make sure she's on time.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went to the invitation printing place and said, hey, can you just say this one starts an hour earlier?
See, because weddings are one of those things where people like to be there on time. They want to make sure that they're not going to miss anything, et cetera, et cetera.
You have to be.
Right?
You have to be.
How bad is his mum at turning up to things that they think, hang on, she's going to even be late to her own son's wedding?
Right. Well, this is the chance he didn't want to take because his wife was like, please, like, I just don't want to be standing up there saying our vows and your mum rocks up because she's front row, right?
Wow.
Mother of the groom is front row. Mm-hmm. So he did this. He gave her the separate invitation. She was none the wiser. Day of the wedding rolls around.
She gets there ages early.
She is stressing out at home that she's running late and she's going to miss the wedding and da-da-da-da. Rocks up on time for the wedding because she thought it was an hour earlier. However, the plot thickens, Tazzy. Someone lets it slip that she had a different invitation later on in the evening.
Yeah.
She gets up in arms about
it. Nah, stuff you, mum.
So offended.
No.
And thinks like, I've had the invitation framed. Like, it was a lie. I feel foolish. I feel embarrassed.
If she got it framed, you could turn up on time, love. That's crazy.
So you don't think that, you know, it's a bit of a dodgy move from the groom to lie to his mum?
No, it's dodgy, but it's smart.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a nice...
That's what I thought.
I really like it as a loophole, and especially if you've got those mates that are just never turning up on time.
Yeah.
It's a great way to just, you know, tell them it starts half hour early.
Yeah.
Then she has to admit that she's at fault. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't have been on time if it had actually started at that time.
Yeah.
They were lucky they gave her that invitation. If they gave her the real one,
right,
she would have been late to her own son's wedding. Mums at wedding, don't get me started.
We have uncovered a monster here.
What's
your problem with mums at weddings?
It's just they always have an opinion. It's not about you. You know, it's not about you at all.
Says the guy, didn't you only go to your first ever wedding like last month?
No, I've been to three weddings, one when I was 21.
There you go.
I mean, I was really late, but apart from that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Coast, we don't often talk about ourselves, but we do want to for a couple of minutes. Very, very exciting morning for the Ellie and Taz show.
Mm.
I woke up very early. I checked a website and we got some amazing news.
We did. We got like a little nomination for a little award.
Oh, it's not a little award and it's not a little a nomination. Sunny Coast, so you know the Logies, right? It's like the pinnacle for TV in Australia.
The pinnacle for,
It's a pinnacle, but I don't remember what it's for. There's a radio equivalent of the Logies and it's less known than the Logies are. It's called the Acras.
Yep.
We could be getting an Acra.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
You
and
me.
We do a podcast, for those of you who don't know.
Some accident has happened in the calculations of this because we've ended up with a nomination for an award.
Yeah, absolutely. So get around the Ellie and Taz show podcast because that's what's apparently been good enough to be warranting a nomination for an award. But that's not exactly what we want to talk about, right? Mm. The problem is the announcement came out this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And neither you nor I were the ones to receive the news directly.
No. We woke up this morning to a text from our boss. So we were all looking forward to it. There's this list that gets brought out of all the nominations online. And we knew it was coming out today. Mm-hmm. We were excited. We woke up this morning to a text. Grats on the noms, guys, from Big Boss Benny. And we went, oh, you've just ruined everything. Yay for the nomination, but you come on.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't the most fun way to wake up. Way to find out. Sorry.
No, exactly.
Well, I woke up 2 hours after you did, maybe.
Yeah.
So I not only woke up to the message from him, but I woke up to messages from you and from other people that we work with. I just woke up to all these messages and I was like, oh, well, I guess we got a nom then.
So 545-11919, Sunny Coast, we want to know who spoiled the surprise.
Yeah, maybe it was a pregnancy announcement and someone outed you or an engagement, or maybe it was a surprise party. We just want to know who ruined it.
Double passes to our preview screening of It Ends With Us could be yours as well, based on the global best-selling phenomenon. It Ends With Us stars Blake Lively at Event Cinemas from August 8th. And what's really cool about this, you'll see it a day early. You'll be then able to spoil it for your friends.
So true. Let's go to the phone.
Kathy.
Who ruined the surprise for you, Kathy? Or have you had one ruined?
Yes. My lovely husband.
No, what happened?
We were at our gender reveal doing, like, you know how they changed the light?
What do you mean? Which lights?
Oh, so in Hello Baby, what they do is they find out the gender of your baby and then they have lights that change either blue or pink.
Oh, okay.
To tell you if it's a boy or girl. I wanted it to be a surprise for me for when we do a reveal party, but my husband was going to find out. And I told him that I wanted to close my eyes and I wanted him to take a picture of me when the lights go on, so I have a picture after the reveal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once she turned the lights off, I looked at my husband and he looked a bit confused and I was like, what's wrong? And he was like, is this what you wanted? And he showed me the picture.
The picture of what the lights were going to be?
Yeah, or of me with my eyes closed with the pink lights.
Oh,
no.
No.
So you didn't get the picture. So the picture is just you with your eyes closed instead.
Yeah, it was just with my eyes closed. And so when he showed me, I was like, you're kidding me.
Oh, Kathy. I mean, for something like that, sounds like it was so meticulously planned out.
Yep.
To go wrong, it's just so unfair.
Yeah, I specifically told him how it worked as well.
Yeah.
And what I wanted him to do. So I was like, dude.
Typical husband. He had one job. Absolutely, one job. Hey, Kathy, you're going to join us at our preview screening of It Ends With Us, based on the global best-selling phenomenon It Ends With Us, stars Blake Lively at Event Cinemas from August 8th. You're seeing it with us August 7th. Well done.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
When we were kids, you couldn't really binge TV shows. Now it's kind of a done thing.
Oh, I used to have every Wednesday night in my school diary, I had a note, 8:30 tonight. Blue Heelers is on.
Blue Heelers.
I had to wait for a whole week until a new episode came out.
Exactly. You couldn't watch episode after episode after episode, not even a whole season, unless you could afford $60 for the DVD of the season about a year and a half after it aired on TV, right?
The day I got the Blue Heelers box set for Christmas, best day ever.
Well, we've just been nominated for a big radio award this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better or worse than getting the whole season of Blue Heelers?
Pales in comparison to the Blue Heelers day. Oh, Honestly, I was like a kid in a candy store.
I know zero about blue heelers. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Let's not get carried away around.
Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon, thank you very much. Constable Maggie Doyle, Detective PJ Hashem.
You done?
I could keep going, but...
So binging is big nowadays. Everybody loves a binge. Whole seasons, they just load it up, click play, and just sit there for 6 hours, oh, yeah. Right? There is one part of the binge, though. What do you do when you binge? What's your setup? What's your go-to?
Well, it varies because I'm big at watching things on my phone whilst doing other stuff. But if I'm going to really commit,
mm-hmm.
I'll sit down on the couch,
yep.
blanket on, mm-hmm. maybe the heater on at the moment because it's a bit chilly.
It is.
And a little snack.
Little snack.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a hack for any popcorn lovers out there. I came across this tidbit. It blew me away. I've sent it to my sister. It blew her away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to blow you away, Sunny Coast.
Okay.
So you know when you've got those microwavable bags of popcorn
mm-hmm.
that you can do at home, and they've got the little slot in the end of it?
Slot?
Yeah, like you know the ends that's,
yeah.
like, that's like sort of taped up.
The way it
up,
folds over, kind of.
The way it folds over, kind of. It opens up. Usually get a little bit of a hole.
Mm-hmm.
That hole isn't there to let the hot air out. Often people think it's there to, you know, release the steam or whatever. It's not.
Yeah.
Once you've heated it up and the bag expands and becomes like a big balloon,
mm-hmm.
sometimes there are unpopped kernels, right? They're
Correct.
Really annoying. they taste bad, right? The slot in the bag is so that once it's done and you've microwaved it, you can take it over the bin, shake it over the bin.
Yeah.
The unpopped kernels will fall out of the slot at the bottom of the bag. Then you can open the bag up. Feast away because there's no scary teeth-breaking kernels in
Mind
there.
Mind blown.
Right?
I get so mad at those unpopped kernels.
Yes.
Like, who do you think you are not popping?
Exactly.
Like, what, are you too good to pop?
I gave you 3 minutes in the microwave.
Yeah.
Could you not pop for me?
Right. How dare they? But great tip, Tassie.
Thank you. Enjoy your binge, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, I got a bag of popcorn at home. That I'm about to do that on.
Oy.
Look out, I'm coming for you, puppy.
Puppy.
So,
oh, that's a bit
I don't
gross.
Know why it got sexual.
Yeah,
all right,
weird.
Empire of the Sun, let's just listen to them right now. This is CFM with Ellie and Taz.
We've all got those housemates in our life that we've lived with in the past that are very much like Kramer from Seinfeld. Just crazy, crazy humans that you just live with. You know, maybe for 6 months, maybe
yep.
for a couple of years, and then you hardly ever talk to them again. But they got up to some weird stuff.
Yeah,
while you lived with them.
Just getting an insight into other people's way of life,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
is bizarre. Like I had a housemate who only ate steamed lettuce for dinner every single night.
That's it.
Steamed lettuce. Sometimes she'd chuck some like zucchini in it.
Yeah.
And then this salt. She'd just smother it in salt.
So it was salt and lettuce and that's all she'd eat?
Steamed lettuce. Like an iceberg lettuce
yes.
in a bowl in the microwave.
Wow.
Right? Bizarre.
Again, you just say goodbye to these people and you're like, good yeah. riddance, right? So we're taking your call, Sunny Coast. What was that weird thing that your housemate did? It could be scoring you double passes to the Rangebow Festival. We do have the Drag Runaway Pageant double passes up our sleeve. The Rangebow Festival returns from 1st of August. More info at therangebowfestival.org.au because yesterday a friend of mine talking to her and she goes, oh, my housemate came home yesterday. He's getting into chain mail. He's making chain mail at home.
What is chain mail?
It's chain armour.
Quite literally like what they used to wear in gladiators.
Yes, he's getting into chain mail.
How do
so
you
he's
get...
making his own. I don't know. That's all I know. And I just went, this is too crazy. Everybody's got a housemate like this. I've had a couple in my time. I've got a couple I'm going to share with you very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff your housemate got up to. What was it? 545-11919.
I am so intrigued about this chainmail guy, though. That's
what I'll connect you with
him. More on that one,
I'll connect
please.
You with
him. Yeah, thank you.
I had a housemate when I lived up in Darwin, and I came home one day. And I was like, what are you doing out the back? And he's got this weird contraption thing that he's made and it's all homemade stuff with Tupperware holding it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tipping like saucepans into something. And I'm going, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm melting metal. I'm going to try and make my own sinkers. I was like, why? Oh, because it's fun. No, it's not fun. Why have you got molten metal in our backyard? You absolute lunatic. Housemates, they just get up to the weirdest stuff.
Now you're making me think like I was the weird housemate because I tried to start beer brewing when I was in a house of five girls. So.
Totally. Foz has just messaged us saying he used to have a housemate that refused to wash pots and pans. They just threw them out and bought new ones.
No.
That's expensive.
That is so expensive. It's,
I mean, even if you bought the absolute cheapest ones, you'd still be spending big money every week. That's crazy, Fozzie.
They are annoying to wash, though. I remember a friend of mine lived with a guy who kept chicken breast raw in the pantry.
No, that is wild. Wild housemate stories. 545-11919.
We'll go to Daniel from Wetala. Daniel, hit us with it. What weird thing did your housemate do?
Okay, so I lived in a house in London, 32 of us, and
hang on, 32.
32 of us in one house.
Was it a boarding school?
No, it was just a house, and we kept piling people in there. It was very cool.
Amazing.
It was a real party house, just some guests.
Where did everyone sleep?
Well, just wherever you had a space.
This is wild, Dan.
So literally, like, if you didn't pay your rent by 6 a.m. or by midnight on Friday night, there was a fella, Jody, who used to go around in the morning. So he had to pay rent and food, two different bills. And if you didn't pay it by midnight Friday night, you had to drink a 500ml ice-cold can of beer through a beer funnel by 6 a.m. the following morning, and Jody was standing over you with that beer funnel.
But your rent was only $12 split 32 ways, so it's all right.
But so we had a fella, Anthony Vales, absolute lunatic, out of the army. It was funny because he'd be like ironing his socks and his underpants, very regimented in that sense, but just the most loose cannon you've ever come across. Like, he got upset with one of his girlfriends. So she lived on the second story of an apartment block, climbed up there, put Rio in a fridge, filled it with quick set cement. And so when she came home, she had a concrete filled fridge.
Crazy. Dan, I think we need to give you a whole radio show to
just
dedicate to the
Anthony.
32 people. Yeah.
That is crazy.
They're all from New Zealand. Oh, there's two Aussies and the rest are from New Zealand, a little town called Whangarei.
There you go.
That
Daniel,
explains
that
a lot.
That is loose. Thank you.
Love it, Dan.
Amaya, tell us, have you had a weird housemate?
Yeah, so I lived with my older brother in our adult years, and he had carrot one night, and the next morning he thought he had blood in his poo and brought it into my room, nearly in tears, asking me to see if it was blood when it was carrot.
No!
Into your bedroom!
Into my bedroom, and I was yelling at him, get out, and he was like, no, see if it's blood. And yeah, we had a big old fight of his poo, if it was blood or carrot.
How did he scoop it up?
I don't think we want to know. His toilet paper was holding it, but I don't want to know how we got it in the toilet paper.
Gross.
I would move out that night and never return.
Change my name.
That is revolting. Also, carrot? Like, maybe beetroot. I could get around thinking, you know, there's something wrong. But carrot?
Yeah, it was carrot, 100%. He even had to go to the doctors and do a poo sample because he was that worried.
Amaya loves this story more and more every time she gets to tell it. It's so good.
I wonder what he rocked up into the doctor's office with. Hey, doctor, come have a look at this bit of toilet paper.
He's got in a little sling, a little bag. Thank you, Amaya. Hey, Amaya, you're going to the Rainbow Festival. The Drag Runaway Pageant double pass is yours.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.